Hello, everybody. This is Jesse
and Jerry V.
And this is our podcast to give you updates about our ministry, the church planting that's going on in Italy, updates about our life, what's going on, and informing you of different ways that you can get involved in what we're doing as the Lord is working through us in Italy. Thanks for listening. Hello, everybody. Jesse here today in Italy, as usual. And this is one of the final episodes on the podcast for 2018. And today we're going to be reviewing the end of the year newsletter. This just went out, the electronic version anyway, just a couple days ago. And the paper version, if you're on our mailing list, you'll be seeing that in early January. Our friends in New York and our home church, busy with the holidays right now, as usual, everyone is. And but early in the year, they're going to get together their community, one of the community groups, and be a huge blessing to us, and take these, print them, fold them, stick them in envelopes, and get them out to those of you who are faithfully partnered with this ministry. So you should be seeing that in the early 2019. Today, though, we'll read the newsletter. I'll just expound a couple points as I'm able, as time allows, and just review with you some of the highlights from this past year and this final quarter of 2018. So I know you guys all have a lot going on, as do we. Always a busy time of the year, but the idea with this is simply another way, if you don't have time perhaps to read the email and the update that went out while you're running around, perhaps driving here and there, going to visit family members, or perhaps doing some shopping, things of this nature, even on your way to go evangelize somewhere, which would be a great thing to do, you can be listening also for a couple minutes and hear what's going on with us. So that's it. I'll just go ahead and jump right in and read, and I'll take liberty to just expound anywhere I feel the need, actually, wherever I want to, because I'm able. So the paper version I had in my hand is actually one that's been revised. So here I got in front of me the computer. I'm better to stay with that. That's the most recent. Greetings in the Lord, it says. We write today again from Italy while at the Lord's service. The year is coming to an end, and the Christmas season is in full swing here. Italians celebrate the holiday, but very few celebrate the Savior, Jesus Christ. Still today, 99% of Italy is unreached with the true gospel. Some Italian church leaders, and we agree with them, they go as far as to say that there are only 2,000 believers in Italy with a sound understanding of the gospel and a biblical view of God, who He actually is according to the Word of God. Italy has 60 million people. So they would say there's only 2,000 believers with a good understanding of the gospel and a biblical view of who God actually is, as opposed to a God made up in their own imagination, who they want God to be. Those who understand the God of the Bible, the sovereign God of the Bible, and what the gospel actually is. Only 2,000 out of 60 million people here in Italy. So we share that with you in the opening sentences of this final letter, just to remind what we're living in here, the reality of it, and it's uncomparable to anything else. Even you go to our home church area in New York, it's a very desolate place as well. But there's a long history there, and it's far different than the Roman Catholic history in Italy, for example. And there are believers there. There's a number of them with a variety of good evangelical churches. You go to the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania area, scattered abroad there, there's more in just that area, Allentown, Lehigh Valley, with a biblical view of God and a solid understanding of what the gospel is, more in just that little region of Pennsylvania, just that little area, than all of Italy together. Wow, unbelievable reality. And that's just one little part of America, for example. So we have a much bigger presence of evangelicalism and a solid understanding of the gospel in America. There's a lot of crazy stuff in America, don't get me wrong, definitely. All over the world there is. But there's also a lot of really good stuff in America. We have a great presence still. Good, many, many good and great gospel preachers and teachers and writers and pastors and so on. Lots of great stuff there in America. And we miss America. And here we're in a desolate land. When we say there's 2,000 out of 60 million, I can't help but, I mean, we're living here every day. We're evangelizing. We see the wildest, craziest things. And we're just continually amazed at how people can come so close, but yet still remain bound to the Catholic Church and unable to break away from it. And just the fear that comes over them and the persecution from the family because they're going against traditions and things of this nature. Unbelievable. And we really do have to remind ourselves we live in a truly barren land. It's smoky, spiritually smoky and foggy and rank and just polluted with false gospel everywhere. and the people are oppressed and bound, held captive by Satan to do his will, captive to their own sin, just lost and dead, and they need to be revived. They need to be awakened, born again of the Spirit of God, which comes through the preaching of the Word. They don't know the Word. They don't seek after God because they don't know who He is. All these things are against us, but God is able, and He does save sinners. That's His job. That's what Jesus is doing. He's the Savior, and He's still doing that today, so there's great hope. Continuing to the newsletter. That was a long rabbit trail, but just to say, wow, what a context we are actually in here. It's good for me to remind myself as well, because sometimes it's overwhelming. We were recently blessed to have Jerry V's mother join us for 2 weeks here in Mestre, Italy. Her mother lives in the south of Italy, been working there for over 25 years, came from the Philippines to there, working, surviving, helping support family back in the Philippines. When she's able, she'll come here. We got her a ticket, brought her up to stay with us for 2 weeks because she couldn't be here for right now during the Christmas time. But that was great. It was great to have her with us and for her to see her grandson, to see Cornelius, and to be together. The video chats and things, they just don't compare with actually being together. We're thankful for the video chat possibilities where we can see each other. She can joke around with Chi-Chi over the videos, but it's so much better when they're together, when we're all together. It's a wonderful thing. Cornelius, he's growing every day, and we praise God for this. He's a fun and passionate little boy who loves playing with friends and his toy cars. He just loves his toy cars, and he's so excited about that. Recently, we found a used Bruder truck, these ones made in Germany, €7. Some lady was selling it nearby. We went and picked it up. It's a little bit damaged, broken, but it's still good shape, and he's a baby. He'll probably break it more anyway. He was so excited. Big one. It's like bigger than him. He put it on his lap in the car. He was just overwhelmed with joy and excitement. He stays up late talking about his dump truck, gets up early in the morning looking for the dump truck. Very, very exciting. But he's vibrant and active, and we praise God for that. And as you can see by the photo on the left, so if you look at the newsletter, you would see that online or when you receive it in the mail, there's a photo of little Cornelius. He's inside the cargo bike that we recently were blessed to receive from our donors, partners back in August, I believe it was, or early September. And he's getting around in there. He's able to get around now. Jerry's able to take him places. And it's got a little cover from the rain or the wind and the cool weather. But he enjoys also going around. He likes being in there, riding around like some kind of prince, taking around here and there. And that's been great. And we now keep tracks on board as well. On the cargo bike. Because as it draws people to us naturally, people are just fascinated by this thing. It's not that common here. More and more it's becoming common, but it's still not like everybody has one of these. They everybody loves it though. They want it for their dogs, they want it for the kids, and so they come and talk to us. It's just a door opener for us all everywhere we go. We decided to put tracks on board, and we're working on getting a sign, but now we actually aren't using it that much because the weather's not that good and there's too many other things going on. But come spring, we'll definitely have a little sign that we can put on it as well to offer free literature. Even when it's parked, people can come take free literature. But yeah, now we keep tracks on there, so anytime we're at the park, wherever we're at, people want to talk, here, did you get one of these yet? And we can strike conversation with the gospel just like that. Praise God for that. As pioneer missionaries, back to the newsletter here, as pioneer missionaries, getting things going for the next church plant and paving the way for more missionaries to join in on the Lord's work here, we often face ups and downs. High moments, excitement, enthusiasm, great. Low moments, man, I can't believe it's so barren here. I can't believe no one is responding. Oh, my goodness. Ups and downs. It's a regular thing. It's been that way since I came to Italy over 11 years ago. During this past year, again, we have seen people come and we've seen people go. Some due to severe pressure from the family, others from the very real opposition from the Roman Catholic Church, and others just because they are afraid to come alongside of us since we are so few at this point. And that's a good reminder for us. Back in the States, our churches have numbers, and that's a great, great, great grace, actually. For those of us, even when we feel like drifting away from the Lord, when we're tempted, knowing we are part of something so big, it's a grace to us that enables us to keep the straight and narrow, to keep close to the Lord. We're accountable to so many others, and we don't want to let Jesus down, etc. In Italy, when you're so few, it can be tough for these folks to come and to stay faithful and even to join in, because it just... Even when they hear the gospel, they're moved. They know it's right. Seeing the reality, you guys, your church is like a storefront, or man, that's all God can give you. You have the right God, but He won't even give you like a storefront or like a real building, a real church or something. Good night. They're all beside us. And then because since they were children, they were raised seeing these mega church structures, multi-million dollar buildings, unbelievable amount of money to build these things. And when they think of church, they think of power and wealth and all this stability. And the evangelical churches in Italy are underground, in caves, in little stores, in people's homes, and it's totally different. But someone who is truly born again, they don't care. They understand where God's... Like they said, in John 6, Jesus said, "Do you guys want to leave me too?" He said to his disciples. He said, "Lord, we're thinking about it, but where could we go? I mean, you have the words of life. Wherever you are, we want to be there." And a real believer, truly born again, he'll be the same way. We're confident in that. So in any case, ups and downs, people have come, people have gone, different reasons. The oppression from the family, it's a very real thing here in Italy. Family tradition is huge here. The Roman Catholic Church, the oppression of that, very, very serious. I'm convinced, personally, it's Satan's biggest stronghold on all the earth, the Roman Catholic Church. The power he has there to manipulate, to lead astray more people than anything else is unbelievable. And the power, here's where it comes from, this land, is where his home is, so to speak. And the power of that is just unbelievable. It literally takes a divine act of God, a breaking of a spiritual chain that we can't see, to set a slave free, to get them out of that Egypt, so to speak, and bring them into a real walk with Jesus Christ. And then also the reality of people being afraid to come alongside of us. Those are the real obstacles we've seen people go away because of, and it's unfortunate. Currently, though, this is the good news, and it's even written in blue on the newsletter. Currently, we have more zeal, excitement, and expectation in our evangelism than ever before. We can only imagine that it is because of our wonderful and faithful prayer partners. Our home church in New York has been absolutely wonderful in this regard. We have never felt more partnered with and supported in all our years as missionaries. And it's a true thing. We're thankful to God for what he's doing in our hearts. I mean, we're more zealous now. We're talking to anybody and everybody. They deliver a package to the house. We evangelize. They call sell us something over the phone. We're beginning to evangelize them even over the phone. No matter where we go, no matter where we buy something, we're leaving tracks. We're talking with people. God is opening doors. And that's amazing, because we're alone right now and you don't have that. That zeal is a bit contagious. When you work together with others, you spark each other up. And we only have us and Jesus right now. But because of your prayers, we're convinced God is doing a fresh work in our hearts and a new zeal. Just pray it continue until Christ returns in our life. We want to stay this zealous all the time and be excited, because that's one of the also the biggest hindrances for missionaries in Italy is they lose the zeal, because you can only be rejected so many times. And little by little, you just start, your flame starts to dwindle out. But what you need most is to have your flame blazing, fire like crazy all over the place, touching everything it gets next to and catching that on fire as well. That's what you need, but the opposite is usually what happens to missionaries here in Italy. So pray for us to keep our flame just burning and burning wild, so that other people are exposed to the gospel, the real Jesus Christ, and able to be born of the Spirit of God through the hearing of the word. So our church, though, is wonderful, has been absolutely, it's just such a blessing. It's a little taste of heaven here on earth already, just that kind of partnership that we haven't seen in the past. Wonderful, wonderful. They write us letters. They share their lives with us. They pray for us and with us. The kids help raise funds. They did a turkey trot recently. Don't even know what that is, but it's great. Turkey trot, a way for them to raise funds and help support the Lord's work here in Italy with us. The community groups, as I mentioned earlier, they help us print and mail newsletters. Absolutely wonderful. Really, really is. So we're greatly blessed, and we have faith that soon this next church body will begin to take form, as we will see more conversions. We're confident that. We have faith. God didn't send us here for no reason. He does have people here. He's calling unto himself right now in this moment, and we just need to find them. I have sheep that are out there. They just need to be found. Go, obey me, preach the gospel, get out there, is what the Lord says. And we're about that, and we trust he's going to bring some more people to us, and he's working in their hearts even now. So when we preach the gospel to them, when they hear it, everything will make sense. God will cause them to be born again. So we have been greatly blessed also through the mutual fellowship of a church plant being pastored by a fellow American missionary in the city of Vicenza. It's about 45 minutes from us, still in the Veneto region. We have friends back in Pennsylvania, mutual friends, and they connected us here in Italy. He and his wife, they showed up about a year ago in Italy. Actually had contacted us maybe a year or two before that, just looking for some information about how to get in here, what to do, or where, or they needed help with something. I don't even remember what it was. We never got back in touch after that, but then next thing you know, they're here on the field, and we have some common friends here on the mission field as well. And friendship is sparked, and we thank God for that. It's wonderful. So we're able to help serve each other in different ways. So we have mutual friends, yeah, in the U.S. They connected us, the church body. It's a unique one here in Italy because it's not an Italian church body. This is made up primarily of U.S. soldiers serving at the U.S. Army base in Italy. and then we go and help as we're able, and their friendship and prayers have been a great encouragement for us in this phase of the ministry. So there's kind of that mutual blessing of the fellowship of the saints. I think, yeah, back in August, preached there one time while their pastor was away. I came a couple times since then, also helping to lead the church service. I was given the opportunity to do that. And that's good. That's good for us. It's good for them. And it's a wonderful little friendship. And we're really, really grateful. We even had Thanksgiving together on a Sunday after worship. There's a Thanksgiving organized. Everybody brought something. And just wonderful, wonderful time to be together. The one thing we miss the most here in Italy is that sweet fellowship, especially with like-minded people. And in this case, you know, from the States, where we understand each other very clearly. So it was wonderful to be together. We're thanking God for them in our life right now. Sadly, back to the newsletter, one of our biggest financial partners suffered a family crisis and had to withdraw his monthly support. Heartbreaking for us. Heartbreaking for him as well. Terrible situation. Really, really hard to navigate. But we assured him that God would provide, but it has been difficult to get by without his contribution. So now we're praying with him and trusting the Lord to provide more monthly partners to help take his place on our support team. So if you're hearing that and you have money that is more than you need, and you want to be involved in the Lord's global mission, not sure exactly how, we're fully convinced if you can't go, you have to be supporting at least someone. You should personally be involved in the global mission of Jesus Christ. It's not really an option for a true believer. You're called to be a part of that. And this would be one way. Are we the best ones you could support? Probably not. Absolutely. Are we doing a real work of the gospel here? Is God at work in our hearts and our life? Are there lost people to be reached and we're doing what we can to reach them? Absolutely. Yes. And your contributions help us to bear more fruit, reach more people, make more disciples, and see more churches planted. Very tangible way to be involved in the ministry. So if you have that extra resource, you're thinking about how you could be involved, or you sense the Holy Spirit just convicting your heart that you need to be, you should be, this is one way you can. You can commit to a year, 2 years, a lifetime, whatever you want, and you can get more information about how to become one of those people that could help take the place of this brother who's no longer able to support, simply by checking out practicalmissions.org/donate. All the information is there that you would need to become a financial partner and join in on the ministry to the Italian people. Church planning to reach Italians. Daily, we continue to pray for more missionaries and gospel laborers. That's our prayers day after day, morning and night. In the meantime, though, we can't just wait for them to show up for things to get going. We're continuing to evangelize. We praise God for how he continues to give us more courage, wisdom, and zeal. As I mentioned earlier, that's a real thing he's doing in our hearts, and we're just overwhelmed. It's wonderful. Pray it continue forever. God is helping us to sharpen our skills. The door for evangelism in Italy is wide open. Nothing is hindering the preaching of the gospel here. The only thing hindering it is there's no one to preach the gospel except us. And there's very few of us here in Italy doing this on a regular basis. So please join us in prayer for our daily evangelism and that we will see some new converts hungry for God's word and the fellowship of the saints. Parentheses, the fellowship of the saints, that whole concept is absolutely foreign, by the way, to those of the Roman Catholic Church, because in their mind, saints, they're dead people that have been honored, venerated, and they're not believers who are alive now. So they have a totally wrong understanding of what that even means, and that's unfortunate. But pray for that, and in any case, that there'll be some new converts that are hungry for the word and hungry for the fellowship of the saints. And pray for us to endure well the false accusations we face since we preach the whole counsel of God. It should be known to you that in the eyes of the Roman Catholic Church, people like us, we're not even considered a real church, evangelical churches. We're like lost brothers cast aside. We're just considered communities. But they're the one true church, and no salvation. There is no salvation apart from the one true church is the doctrine that they preach. And so we're just outcasts, and it's easy for false accusations to come our way. And we've seen that too often. As we preach the whole counsel of God, people get upset. They don't like it. The God that they've made up in their mind is not the God of the Bible. It's a God that tickles their ear, makes them feel good, gives them what they want, and that they can sleep with and continue sinning in different ways, including remaining in the Catholic Church. They convince themselves at times they can stay there and still be a Christian. In reality, you can't. So, in any case, pray for us to endure well the false accusations. It's a part of the job. It's part of what it means to follow Christ and preach his word. But it's easier to endure, in any case, when you have a missionary team than it is when you're pioneering and pioneering alone. So when they come against you, man, it's just overwhelming, and you got to really, you take a lot of time just to pray and be sure you're not in error, you're not the one doing the wrong. Get the assurance from the Word of God and prayer, etc. But when you have a group of people, you talk about it, you reason about it together. Well, did we do this right? Did we do that right? What do you think of this? He was doing all that. He did say this, etc. Okay. And you can reason together. But when you're pioneering, it takes extra care, extra attention in prayer. So pray for us in that regard as well. The false accusations, that we endure them well. The necessary association, next thing here, that we must form in Italy is on hold until January 2019. We've received some help from an Italian accountant in this regard, and since some Italian laws may potentially change starting in 2019, he counseled us to wait till January. So now we're waiting, taking his counsel, waiting till January. And once this gets set up in the first quarter of next year, Lord willing, we will be able to facilitate well and easily ESL courses with the help of more missionaries. We will also be able to host short-term cohorts, interns, and take on long-term missionaries. This has been a long-time project, something we've been working on for a long time, trying to get organized, and it's not easy. Because Italian law is very, very tricky. If you know anything about Italian bureaucracy, can be complex. But this is an important step, and so do join us in prayer for this, as we're on hold for the moment. But January, hoping to finalize this, get it set up. And there's many, many benefits for the church plant, for the evangelism efforts of the mission, all kinds of things that are necessary with the help of this association. So help us to do that well starting in the first quarter. Lastly here, as we close out, the Practical Missions Cohort, a quick word about that. The PMC mission, it continues to grow, and we praise the Lord for the wonderful financial and prayer partners that keep us growing and thriving. We're not alone here. It's not just me talking and that's it. There's a group of people partnering with us, a part of this mission, and there's a board of directors. Everybody's working together, praying together, and step by step, it continues to grow. And we're just overwhelmed by that. It's actually happening. It's a real, real thing, and we praise God. So we paved the way at this point, and the door is now open for more to come in and serve Jesus alongside us. There are a variety of ways that you, someone you know, and or your church can get involved personally in this mission. So please don't hesitate to reach out and begin a conversation. If that's you, if you're interested, if you know somebody who is, strike a conversation. Let's talk. There's all kinds of ways to get involved. The harvest field is wide open in Italy, and the possibilities to serve Jesus are endless, as are the number of lost people, as I mentioned earlier, that need to be reached and disciples that need to be made. To stay engaged with the PMC mission, visit practicalmissions.org. There you find a variety of resources, including 10-day updates, photos, newsletters, Italian worship, videos, podcasts, missionary Q&A, blog posts, opportunities to serve, and more. Bible verses we close today. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Be sober-minded. Have a good understanding of who God is, the sovereign God of the Bible. He's in control of all things. All things He's working together for your good. Endure suffering. Don't run from it. Our natural tendency, suffering comes, we run the other way. Endure it. Be a man. Embrace your suffering. All soldiers have to do this. And if you're in Christ, you're a soldier of Jesus Christ, as Paul says to Timothy often. Endure suffering. Endure it well. Embrace it. Don't run from it. Carry that cross. Your work is not yet done. Your dreams aren't going to come true here and now on this life. Your dreams will come true when Jesus returns or when you go to be with Him in glory. So endure your suffering now. Do it well to the glory of God, that others may come in, more disciples may be made, churches established, etc. And do the work of an evangelist. Some are gifted, yeah, but we're all called to do it. You can't get out of being an evangelist. If you're a Christian, you got to be caring about the lost. If you don't, you have to seriously consider, are you even saved at all? Lost people should trouble you, trouble your soul. You should desire to see them saved. Sharpen your skills. Learn what it means to present the gospel. Learn how people get saved, how it all works. Understand that and find a way, your own personal way, to be involved as an evangelist, to be fishing for lost souls, seeing others come into the kingdom, and fulfill your ministry. All of us have a unique ministry. Know what it is and fulfill it. But not just that, we all have the common ministry, as we read in Acts 20:24, to testify of the gospel of the grace of God in Christ Jesus. You're here to testify. Live well. Stay far from any sin. Don't be tempted. Don't fall into the traps of the enemy. Live holy. Live a holy, good life. Be a good example. Do good deeds for no reason at all. Just bless people. Do nice things. Jesus does it for you all the time. And lastly, we would say, open your mouth. Preach the gospel. ask for courage, ask for words to be given you, and open your mouth to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's our encouraging verse from 2 Timothy 4, verse 5. A couple prayer requests real quick, and then we wrap up here. This one's a bit long, but potentially the last one of the year, and then you probably won't hear from us again until January. Prayer requests, pray for the family, our family, to keep flourishing even as we pioneer alone. At this time, we're alone, paving the way, as I mentioned, getting things going. Everything is against us. In the eyes of man, we're set up absolutely for failure, and not just failure, even destruction, to be devoured by the evil one. That's the reality. But praise be God, he actually moves us forward, causes us to flourish, even as we walk the shadow of death. God is with us. So pray for us to actually flourish, even in this dark land, as we pioneer alone. And at times, we even have to endure, as I mentioned, the false accusations, which come from quote-unquote super spiritual people, as we read in 2 Corinthians 11:5. Paul had to endure this, the apostle. People without sound biblical doctrine, nor a biblical view of God, fancy themselves to be extra spiritual, to have divine revelations, and to know things that God just hasn't revealed in the Bible. Unbelievable. And then they would say to us, you guys trust the Bible too much. No, you can't do that. You gotta have a vision like me. You gotta be mystic and wild and crazy. No, we endure these kind of false accusations from time to time. Italians are known to be a bit superstitious, a bit over spiritual in this sense. It starts with all the mysticism having to do with their saints and praying and Mary and all that kind of stuff. And even if they get saved, they still have all this baggage of mystic kind of behavior and reasoning, and it can be very confusing for them, chasing after visions and dreams and ignoring the word of God and not understanding it or getting to know it. So a real issue here, actually. Pray for us in any case to flourish as we pioneer alone and to endure those false accusations and weird things that come to us. New PMC missionaries, pray for this. We want to see some short-term folks come out in 2019. We want to help reach more kids at the parks and parents and families, and we need more people to do that. You can be a part of a short-term cohort in 2019, and it can be absolutely fantastic. 10 days, potentially, that could change your life forever and be the thing that causes someone to get saved or entire families to get saved here in Italy. Consider being a part of that. Intern. You can do an internship if you want, 2 to 12 months here in Italy. Consider that. Pray for people to send, for those people to come. And the long-term missionaries, pray for them as well to come join us. Fruitful evangelism and discipleship. Pray that we bear fruit, that God use us, and that his name be lifted up in all cases. Pray for a core group of believers to take form here in Mestre. We're waiting for that. It's a critical moment when the core group starts to take form. People begin gathering around the word, gathering to pray and to sing God's praises, and a body starts to take form. Pray for that to happen. Pray for vision trips, people to come from the States, different churches, to send out some folks on a vision trip. Scout things out, see what's going on, taste it, see it, understand it, and consider partnering in different ways. Pray for also persons to fill the roles of the on-field administrator as well as the ESL director. Great opportunities for certain people. We believe God has some people out there that can fill those roles perfectly that he's calling and wants to. Pray for those people. Pray for us to find them. Pray for them to find us, and pray for them to get here. Increased financial support, as we mentioned earlier. Pray for that as well. We are entirely, we're faith-based missionaries, entirely dependent on God to move the hearts of his people, to send money in order for us to flourish and thrive here and continue preaching the gospel, making disciples, and planting more churches. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Sorry that I went a bit long, but thank you for being a part of the ministry this past year. Merry Christmas to you and to your family. God bless you, and hope to see you or hear from you sometime soon. Till the next time, ciao, ciao.
Thanks again for listening.
For more information about our church planting ministry in Italy, you can visit us at practicalmissions.com. Thanks again. God bless.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
If you like the podcast, we encourage you now to come on over and join us on the inside. If you love Jesus Christ, you love this podcast, you love the Italian people, you love the Church of Jesus Christ, it's the perfect place for you to meet other people and see and understand more about the Italian culture and what is going on with Practical Missions Cohort in the Italian context. Look forward to seeing you over there. God bless.